The title of today's devotional is What Must I Do to Be Saved? The text is Acts 16, verses 29 through 34. We spoke last week of Paul and Silas being delivered from jail as they prayed and sang praises to the Lord. We read in Acts 16, 25 through 29, how that an earthquake shook the prison and all the prisoners were released from the stocks. The jailer, being fearful that the prisoners had escaped, was about to take his own life rather than to face the consequences of their escape. Paul cried out something to the effect, "Don't do that. We're all here." I wonder what was going through the jailer's mind. These fellows had been beaten, and at midnight they began to sing and to pray to their God. And he answered with an earthquake. Perhaps I need to inquire a bit more about such a God. What about the rest of the prisoners? Their stocks were loose, but they're still hanging around. What is this I feel all around me? Perhaps it is the presence of their God. Yes, there is something about it, and I'm going to find out what it's all about. We read in Acts 16:29 that he called for a light and came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas, and he asked the question in verse 30, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Well, obviously, the man couldn't believe if he didn't know what to believe. While the stripes were still fresh on their backs, Paul and Silas spoke the word of the Lord to this jailer. Perhaps they recalled the words of Jesus, Mark 16:15, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Or John 7:38, "He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." John 20:31, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." Or perhaps they recalled the words that Peter preached at Pentecost. "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The promise is unto you, to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." Some would tell us that water baptism is just an empty ritual. I don't believe that Paul and Silas shared that view. They baptized this man and his household immediately, as soon as he understood what it was all about. We read in Acts 16:33, "And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway." Verse 34, when he brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Believing in God with all his house. Well, there's no such thing as easy believism. Believing is not a one-shot experience. This was just the beginning of this dealer's salvation experience, but he continued in that belief. We believe when we first hear the Word of God and are convicted of our sins, Luke 8:15. We cry out for forgiveness, and we believe that God hears us and covers our sin with the blood of Jesus, 1 John 1:9. We believed in the waters of baptism as we called on the very saving name of God, Acts 4:12. We arose from being buried in the likeness of Christ's death, believing that we had been transformed into the likeness of his resurrection, Romans 6, 4, and 5. We believed the words of Jesus that if we believed on him, we would be partakers of the living water of the Holy Ghost that would proceed from our innermost being, John 4, 14, 7, 38 through 39. We believed for our healing and were raised from our sickness. We prayed for others in the precious name of Jesus and have seen them healed through faith and belief in that name, James 5:14. Because we believe on Jesus, we examine ourselves daily that we might obey his word and keep his commandments, John 14, 15, and 21. Because we believe on him, we look expectantly for his second coming, Hebrews 9:28. We may be in the grave, but we know that will present no barrier when that last trumpet sounds. We believe that our mortal body will be changed in the twinkling of an eye and that we will be forever with him. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. To that I add glory to God and praise his name. God bless you.